This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But bringing it back home, though, Bank Negara Malaysia does not see a global economic recession on the horizon, despite US-China trade tensions. BNM Economics Director Fazi Ali Ismail said that even in a worst-case scenario of a full-blown trade war, BNM estimates a 3% global growth. So they're expecting to see a moderation in growth rather than a contraction.
So, you know, the IMF, they've lowered its global growth forecast to about 3.2 in 2019 and 3.5 in 2020, down 0.1% from its April forecast. This is about fourth time the IMF have lowered its forecast since October last year.
Yeah, and I don't think those will be the last, actually. I think the trade tensions are beginning to bite. You can see that in some of the important macroeconomic data, especially from Europe coming out last night, where industrial production was much weaker. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see the data actually coming out from North Asia. Like Vishnu highlighted earlier, there will probably be some slowdown in terms of Japanese and South Korean GDP also.
Yeah, Vishnu's estimate was that these tensions with Japan may wipe out 0.3%, 0.2%, 0.5% out of South Korea's GDP, because they are so disproportionately reliant on exports. But we are also running a poll this morning, by the way, about this subject, because BNM officials say fears of global recessions are overplayed. Do you agree? Do let us know on the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio. We've got about 9 votes so far. You've got 2 hours left to vote if you haven't already. Do let us know what you think. Now, according to the statistics department, though, Malaysia's economy did grow 5.5% in 2018, with the GDP value of 1.4 trillion ringgit at current prices. Previously, BNM had reported that the country's GDP grew 4.7% in 2018. So it seems that we may have outperformed in that regard.
That's right. So, and also, I think, besides, since we are talking about recession and last year's performance of GDP, there are some good things that we could also take into account that's been happening this year. For an example, our fiscal deficit, they've gone down from about 39% to about 21.4 billion, and according to our finance minister, he said that Malaysia government has successfully cut its fiscal deficit to 39%, to RM 21.4 billion for the first 5 months in 2019, and in comparison to last year, it was 35 billion ringgit.
Yes, our finance minister said that the fiscal discipline had been instituted through a combination of tighter controls over operating expenditure in the form of wider applications of open competitive tenders, and also, of course, the implementation of zero-based budgeting, because we have seen every government department, even Khazana, has been cutting costs quite significantly, right? There's this drive, because in many ways, revenue is something you can't necessarily always control, but cost is something you can.
Yeah.
So you should try and look at your operating expenditure and cut out all the fat, and which is the government has succeeded, because they have cut fiscal deficit by 39%.
And government has a lot of agency under it, and I think it's just a matter of, like we've been talking about, is just identifying which agency provides the most of the multiplier effect. And again, zero budget deficit, I think this is contributing towards the
3% budget deficit by 2020.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, speaking of spending, the government said that they plan to spend just shy of 260 billion ringgit for operational purposes this year. Between January and May, they spent 106.5 billion, or representing 41% of the total budgeted 2019 OPEX. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.